Under the Curse. Sometimes the girl with a toad for a heart forgets. Whole hours, it just blinks at the world from between her ribs and even beats, heart-like, till it grows scared or hungry. And when the fox-headed architect walks to work on a sunny morning, he gazes up into glass towers where furred shadows scurry through the vacant condos and lets himself think that he's not alone. Sometimes the placebo works. In the winter sun, the singer with knives for bones sits quilt-wrapped, holding her dozing husband's hand. His narcoleptic snoring sounds like old music, and though his brain lies buried far away in snow, he dreams of birdsong and budding branches, credulous. Sometimes the crown of the horn baby's head just slides into the world. Sometimes the blighted tree bears fruit. And as for the stone-eyed grandmother who threw her glasses out to pray for healing, even she in her long insomniac Bible reading nights will come to a story she knows, just close her glossy eyes, keep reading, and forget that she can't see the words.